8:53, Steve Cochran Show continues. In the 9 o'clock hour, Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas on your property taxes, whether or not what you paid in advance is going to count. And then David Hochberg there, try to save you some money, speaking of money. There were some new Illinois gun laws passed, bump stocks banned yesterday, raising the age on assault-style weapons as far as purchase goes. That's also been passed, even though most of those are banned here in the state. But nothing on the Paul Bauer Act, so we'll keep an eye on that as things go on. It's hard to believe there could be any more news out of the White House today, but, you know, why wouldn't there be? Every time you say it couldn't possibly happen, it happens. There's a story that has nothing to do with the news, and I'd like a break from the news. Would you like a break from the news?
Yes.
Yes.
15 things that could be in your house that are worth a whole bunch of money. Good. You might not even realize how rich you are. Any David Bowie fans in the house?
I like David Bowie.
If you have a vinyl copy of David Bowie's Diamond Dogs album from 1974.
Nope.
One sold in 2003 for $3,550. Mm. And I'm guessing in 1974 that album, Mary Vandeveld, what would an album have sold for in 74? $5 maybe?
Sure,
$3?
I think we paid like that much, didn't we?
Yeah, $3, $4, $5. Yeah, maybe five. Five probably makes sense.
Could have been.
How about retro video games? Were you a video game kid?
Yes, very much so. We got Intellivision on the...
Oh, we had Intellivision too.
How about Super Mario RPG?
Enjoyed it, but not... Okay, go ahead.
Mega Man X3.
Nope.
Harvest Moon.
Can't say.
Chromo Trigger.
Mm-mm.
Atari? No, we used to trade them all in, didn't we?
Is there a Pac-Man going on here?
PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah, PlayStation 4.
Anyway, these all vary in value between $400 and $600. But you can't get bids as high as $1,000.
No ColecoVision?
No, but you can check with Bill Leff on all of these because he's got nothing but toys in his life.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder.
And he's never unwrapped them either.
Yeah, well, that's the key to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right? It's got to be pristine.
I used to have all the Star Wars toys, but we would take them out of the box and actually play with them.
And then chew on them.
That's bad, yeah.
We wouldn't chew on them. We just played with them.
I bet you chew
now they're not.
People.
No, but you'd always lose the guns and the teeny little props that came
I
with
bet
them.
We'd find DNA on some of your Star Wars characters.
Maybe.
Polly Pocket?
No.
Polly Pocket.
Don't know what that is.
Polly Pocket. My daughter had a lot of Polly Pockets.
I don't even know what that is.
The Polly Pocket was a heart-shaped container that would open up and be a dollhouse.
That's probably why I didn't have one.
And they were and quite little.
Yeah,
very
tiny.
Little.
Didn't have a heart-shaped dollhouse.
Tiny little dolls.
A lot of edibles for children. And
Peter Pan Polly Pocket. $300.
I don't even remember a Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Hoarders out there about to get rich.
Vintage comics, many that inspire today's movies and TV shows. No surprise that vintage comics are worth a lot of money. One of those would be the Black Panther series from the 70s. It turned into the movie. Mm-hmm. So you can make a bunch of money off that. How about vintage advertising signs? Like your grandfather got a rusty old Coca-Cola sign on the barn?
Stuff.
I have some of that. Coca-Cola signs.
Those antique stores on Belmont. Like an old Good Time Antiques.
Yeah.
I love those places.
Those are super cool.
$200 to $600 for the signs. Boy Scout memorabilia. Badges and medals that you won. One auction of old Boy Scout memorabilia went for $250, but there are batches all around $100 just for your old patches.
That's pretty cool.
They must be really old patches.
Pokemon cards?
Oh, my son has a whole folder full
of Pokemon cards.
All right,
get ready for this. If you have the holograph Charizard.
I'm writing this down.
$12,000.
I have 10 of those.
What? The holograph what?
The holograph Charizard.
See you later, Steve.
Charizard.
You have those
common
cards?
Spelling.
10 of them,
you
yes.
You Pokemon?
The common spelling of Charizard, yes.
Carmen's got those.
What is it, Charizard?
Charizard?
Charizard, I'm being told by the people in the people that are young enough to know that they played with them. Joe, were you a Pokemon guy or is it just Bennett?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Pokemon growing up.
So it's Charizard.
Yeah, it's a hard ch.
Okay, so Charizard.
Like yep. A churro.
Okay, do you have a Charizard? Because if you do, it's $12,000.
All right, later.
There he goes.
Remember when the state quarters were a big deal?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, if you have a Kansas state quarter, some of those had its motto accidentally altered from In God We Trust to In God We Rust.
Really?
If you have an In God We Rust quarter, $100 a piece. So your quarter's worth $100.
That's
pretty good rate
good.
Of return.
My mother-in-law bought the kids all the state quarters.
Check and see
the
if there's
whole
a mistake.
Box of them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. China sets. you know, your wedding china, your parents' wedding china, your grandparents' wedding china. Mm-hmm. Big hot auction item now on eBay in particular. There's also an EBTH site. I don't know what that is. But anyway, thousands of dollars in value for your mom's old china.
Wow. So if you have any of this stuff, should you take it to eBay?
Yeah. Well, you could take it to a dealer as well. But,
collector.
You know, eBay's got some security involved in it, you know, and, you know, they hold your money in escrow and all that, or hold your item in escrow until the money clears. The original Kenner Star Wars figures.
I have these.
Oh, Andrea, here we go.
I do, but I took them out of the box.
A 1978 Luke Skywalker with a double telescoping lightsaber sold for $25,000.
Wow.
What? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you I have a couple of little Luke Skywalkers still.
Hayden Christensen Anakin Skywalkers, $3,000.
Okay, yeah, I didn't start. That was, I was too old.
The original Millennium Falcon, $3,000, but it's got to be in a box.
Wait, that thing was sweet.
Can I tell you, I had the Millennium Falcon. It was awesome. I had the TIE Fighter and the X-Wing Fighter, and my mom sold them all in a garage sale, I think, for like a buck a piece.
Good job, Mom.
I know. Love you, Mom.
And I don't have time to get through the rest of these. We'll post this story, though, so you can see it itself. But if you've got an old typewriter, Tom Hanks wrote a book about old typewriters recently. An old typewriter can be worth as much as $650, even if it doesn't work.
Oh.
Michael Jordan boxers, anything like that in their
Michael Jordan's underpants are not here.